So we have some time for questions from the audience. Perhaps any practicing clinicians who would like to take this opportunity to have one of their questions answered.
Or not.
Or not.
So much for this really terrific overview. I was just stimulated by one of the last slides you've shown, that actually with peritoneal fibrosis, its VGF levels go up. That's because I just tried to connect it with a talk Jens Tietze gave just, I guess, yesterday, where he indicated that salt storage in the skin actually triggers an upregulation of this particular growth factor. And I'm just wondering if, and this was in part triggered by a high salt intake. So I'm just wondering.
This is what, Peter?
This was just triggered by also by a high salt intake. So I'm just wondering if there is any indication, it's a wild speculation, that maybe high salt intake may actually trigger the release or the synthesis, I mm-hmm. should say, of this growth factor.
It's an intriguing thought. I'm not aware of any data linking salt intake to the pathogenesis of type 4 ultrafiltration, or type 1 for that matter. But it's an intriguing thought.
Okay. Dr. Finkelstein.
Yes, Peter, to follow up on your question, I think that's a very interesting point. What I'm fascinated by is the problem of sodium sieving, which occurs when you use hypertonic solutions or use rapid cyclic exchanges. And in that process, with the sodium sieving, your water is going through the aquaporin channels, and sodium could really be retained inside the interstitium of the peritoneal membrane and may really play a role in stimulating fibrosis. So that, to me, is a very interesting thing that hasn't really been explored properly and really needs to be looked at more carefully.
Yeah, I think actually, I mean, it might be really interesting to see if storage happens, beyond the surface of the peritoneum. I think it's very hard to image, at least with the coils which are currently in use.
Right.
But
the problem, the way to look at that would be the sodium sieving occurs because you'd have to drop the sodium concentration in the peritoneal dialysis solution and then see if that has a beneficial effect on membrane transport. And that's really one of the issues,
Excellent. Thank you very much. Then, Dr. Teitelbaum, I'd like to thank you again very much for your very comprehensive presentation.